This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, what's on your mind? 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken, where we're going to be for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, Stanley, North Dakota. That's right, KTGO's tower is actually in Tioga, but Stanley, Watford City, Williston, you know, Powers Lake, Crosby, all of those towns served by KTGO for years and years and years up in northwest North Dakota, Newtown as well. So it's holds a special place in our heart up there, that's for sure. And KLTC, 1460 on your radio dial on the western edge in Dickinson. Online anytime on any of the apps as well. So great way for you to check us out on what's on your mind. All right, another hour of the program brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I talked a little bit about wind energy last hour. It's one of those all-of-the-above energy solutions that has a lot of favor. And you know what? We have enough energy needs that we literally need it all, top to bottom. But what we don't need is a war on fossil fuels, and that's what we have. And the all-out assault on the coal industry is just unbelievable. And we really need people who like affordable energy, who like reliable energy, who want to expand businesses and be able to do so with those two very important components to doing that. To engage in the issue. And that's why I talk a lot about SecureEnergyFuture.org. It'll arm you with the information you need to go out and talk to friends and neighbors about this and let your elected leaders know this is a travesty what's being done. So SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer, probably the biggest friend of coal out there. And so they are a proud sponsor of this hour with Congressman Cramer each and every week on What's on Your Mind. Okay, we're expecting a call any moment from Congressman Cramer. In the meantime, we're going to finish our conversation with Sharon Minot. We only had a few seconds for her comments before the break, and she was talking about how sad she was, and I thought her comments warranted a little extra time. So, Shar, thanks for waiting through the break, and tell our audience again why you are sad today.
Well, I'm sad because I just, you know, lost faith in another one of our government institutions. And I never wanted to be one of those cynical people who thought, oh, they all got something on one another and it's all crooked. I never went in that direction. I really believed in our people. And now, you know, the FBI meets with Hillary on Saturday of the 4th of July. Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch accidentally meet. The president gets on that plane. He knew very well what the results of that FBI investigation was, or he would have never got on the plane with her. How stupid do they think we are? I'm just sad about the whole thing. And it makes me, just breaks my heart. And then we have the 4th of July and all our flags are flying and we're celebrating the birth of our country. And it just, I don't know. It's just more than sometimes you think you can deal with.
Shar, don't take this the wrong way, but I love you. And I love you in the sense that you, I think, are putting into words something that really needs to be put into words to understand how far we've fallen in this country in the way of trust and respect of our leaders. And it is self-inflicted wounds again and again and again. And the FBI, you know, announcement this week is another example of that. I'm going to promise you this. Drew Wrigley, the current lieutenant governor but a former U.S. attorney, reported to James Comey when he was North Dakota's U.S. attorney. And so has a relationship with him. I'm going to ask Drew to come on the program. We're going to try and do that as soon as tomorrow, maybe Friday. And we're working on schedules right now. And just say, like, does that happen? Does a guy like that take everything he's done in his career and just cash it in because of the machine? Right? That Bill says and Hillary says and Loretta Lynch said. Every fiber of my being says that can't be possible. Why wouldn't you do that? Why would you say, I don't need this job bad enough. Screw it. I'm out of here and blow the whistle on this stuff. I don't know, but, you know, what you just described I'm with you on being sad, and I think maybe directing our anxiety over this and anger and concern to a sadness and then quickly pivoting to a resolve to change it once and for all would be the right approach. And maybe that is Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump's got some faults, but I tell you what, the one thing he's not going to be, in my mind, culpable of is being co-opted, right? Of being told, okay, say one thing and then let's do another. So we'll have to see.
He's got a lot of ammunition from this, and I hope he uses it in a very constructive way. And anytime she says he's not qualified, I think he should just bring it up every single time.
Congressman Kevin Cramer joined us while we were chatting here. Shar, anything you want to say to Shar before we let her go on the talk radio town hall? First call today was a doozy, Kevin.
I would like to what I'd like to do is I'd like to bottle Shar's articulation of her frustration, because it was sincere, it was heartfelt, it was sad, and as opposed to bitter, it was thoughtful, and I think reflects how a lot of people feel. Shar, just so you know, when I got on, I got off the airplane yesterday here in Washington, I got in a cab, and it's, you just never know what you're going to learn in a taxi in Washington, D.C. And this wonderful cab driver named Freddie was, I would guess, a first-generation American, if not an immigrant himself. And he asked me, and he knew where I was going, of course, so he knew that I was a member and I was wearing my pin. And he said, What are we to think of this decision by the FBI director? And it was interesting because I didn't know what side he would be on. And I just said, well, it's weird, but I said, I think in a sincere sort of way. I think he first of all, he skewered her. I mean, let's face it. He laid out an absolutely stinging indictment of Hillary Clinton and then said that he wouldn't recommend an indictment. And I said, I can't help but think that in his mind, and I haven't talked to him about it, so I don't know this for sure, but I think there is, and I think you can make a rational point, not one I agree with, but a rational point that the disruption to democracy would be so great that in essence, part of the formula, one of the factors is that that it would be too disruptive to prosecute. I mean, as awful as that sounds, I can't help but wonder if that's not what was going on in his mind. And this guy said, without missing a beat, he said, I understand that too, but what is a normal citizen like me to take away from that, except that some people are above the law? And I said, that's what you have to take away from it. I'm afraid that's what it looks like.
Well, and it's very depressing. Very disruptive if she gets to be president. So
when you think of this, Shar, imagine the person who's going to be, that could be, she's going to be the Democratic nominee, that could be the president, isn't qualified to have security clearance. Now, how do you have a commander-in-chief who's violated the terms of having security clearance? That's hard to comprehend.
Yes, it is. Very, very hard.
Well, as you probably know, James Comey has been requested and has agreed to testify tomorrow before the Oversight and Government Relations Committee of the House of Representatives. So he'll already be testifying to his decision on Capitol Hill tomorrow. Chairman Goodlatte, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, had a conversation with him yesterday and sent a follow-up letter with very specific questions, which I would encourage people to look up on the House Judiciary website if you'd like, or we can put it on the website here as well. Asking a series of questions, not the least of which is, what exactly does, and I'm paraphrasing now a bunch of them, but what exactly does it mean when you characterize Hillary Clinton's behavior as extremely careless, and then that doesn't result in a criminal fine or penalty or violation of some sort, when in fact in Black's Law Dictionary, it is the definition of gross negligence, which is a crime.
And, Shar, I would just add this. I know you're sad, and I share that sadness, and you've actually awakened me to sort of get out of the politics of this and get back to what is, at the root, just sickens the person in the middle of something like this. So I appreciate that. I do think politically, I have some optimism that's renewed as a result of, that case against her yesterday, even though it didn't lead, because I think a lot more people are going to have the emotion you do to say, wait a minute, how are you above the law? And I don't think that helps her politically. I think that helps Trump. So I think politically this is a win for Donald Trump if he's careful. He has a tendency to jump the shark a little bit and go too far. He doesn't need to say anything about this case. Hillary's saying it all. So, just let it happen. But I think it could play another part in why she will not be elected. Let's hope so. Appreciate the call, though, very much.
Yes. Let us hope so. Try to keep the faith, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly right. Will you call again, Char?
I'll do that.
Please do. Scott, this call is so great, so important. And because regardless of what happens in the election, even if it costs her the election, we have a problem now, because that means that every Secretary of State, every Attorney General, every CIA director, they no longer have to be careful with classified information, because it's not a crime to be reckless with it. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not precedent setting in the sense that a court has determined this. Thank God this is just a recommendation of a law enforcement officer, but oh my God.
Well, I really thought he placed her above the law when he said, don't take this as a for other people to use it as a reason to do the same thing.
Very good point, Sean. Great point. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know, if Congressman Kevin Cramer didn't have votes in Congress, he'd be in Antler at the Antler Creek Park broadcast that we're going to be doing Next, mark this on your calendar now. It's less than a week away. It's Tuesday. Yeah, it's July 12th, Tuesday, Bottineau County Farm Bureau, annual meeting and membership drive. They tell me they have 300 steaks. So no pressure, but they want 300 of my friends and family members to come on up there. And that's you, the fine listeners of this program. Kevin's in Congress, or he'd be there. Sounds like Team Burgum Sanford is going to have some folks there, and there'll be others as well. But it'll be a grand old time here from some interesting folks, and have a great meal. Antler Outlaws, Farm Credit Services, Lake Knight Council, Hefty Seeds of Mohall, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl Lease is going to be there. Source River Co-op and Bottineau Farmers Elevator, People's State Bank. I bet State Bank of Bottineau's Pat Arts will be there. I know he will. His seed farm, Pat Arts' seed farm, one of our sponsors. First National Bank of Bottineau, Renville County Farm Bureau as well. So be a great time. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you there. That is 5 to 7 p.m. next Tuesday in Antler. We'll be doing What's on Your Mind, Energy Matters, live from Antler. It's a first, ladies and gentlemen, and then sticking around for the big steak fry. From 5 until 7. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, 21 past the hour. Chad in Fargo has been waiting to weigh in. You're next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Chad, are you there, sir? Manny, everything where it needs to be for us to hear, Chad? I'm not hearing Manny. I'm not hearing Chad. Okay. We're going to put him on hold. You chat with him, and I'll go next to Mark and Bismarck. Hey, Mark, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer.
Yeah, I guess I want to make a comment. You know, Congressman Cramer mentioned that the FBI guy, the disruption to our democracy, that's been happening for the last 16 years with Bill and Hillary and Obama. We had a disruption to our democracy many years ago, too, you know, this thing called the Civil War. I mean, this is ridiculous. What the FBI came out with that. And I know what the congressman said, that he can maybe understand where he was coming from, but that is not an excuse. And one other
totally
comment for him, too, I have is, you know, this whole thing with a bunch of these Republican establishment trying to find a way to get Trump out of this nomination process. When in that first debate, they all pledged to support him. I would hope the congressman speaks vocally and loudly to his fellow Republicans and say, this is wrong. Where is their honor? Where is their integrity?
A couple of things. First of all, you're right in terms of when I say if in fact, by the way, that was Director Comey's reason for not recommending prosecution, I don't know that that's the reason for it, but it almost sounded like the way he set it up. And he didn't give the reason why a reasonable prosecutor wouldn't take the case, but it's basically setting somebody above the law. And I thought Sharon nailed it perfectly when he said, this isn't precedent saying, or I wouldn't recommend others doing this, but it's not, you know, it's not indictable. But anyway, and that with regard to the second thing, of course, as you probably know, I'm one of only 8 members of Congress who endorsed Donald Trump prior to his winning enough delegates to earn it the old-fashioned way. So I remain one of those 8 surrogates that goes to the meetings once a week and continues to advocate on his behalf, speak for him around the country and on national media, and had many conversations with our speaker and others in leadership positions. They're all coming along slowly, albeit slowly, but they are coming along. But the beautiful thing about Donald Trump's campaign, and we just met this morning with his political director, Jim Murphy, is that while we are seeing some resistance at the highest levels, and I don't mean by elected officials necessarily, but just some of the status quo establishment Republicans in the country, others have never seen this level of enthusiasm at the grassroots level. And if I had to choose between having Republican establishment leaders with me or having, you know, millions of grassroots enthusiasts with me, I'll take the latter every time.
What about some of these delegates who are trying to get their state laws overturned, you know, the winner-take-all states, and they want to get the laws changed? What about these delegates? Who's going to hold them accountable?
I just do not see that happening, Mark. I mean, I know there's talk of it. We are keeping our eye on that ball very, very carefully. But to be honest, and just between us and a few thousand, tens of thousands of my closest friends, that is a movement going nowhere fast. And
I mean, they do understand that they do that kind of stuff Hillary will win this election.
Well, worse than that, Mark, Hillary will win the election, and the Republican Party will be in shambles.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can tell you the polling is very good. I've got access to a lot of confidential polling, but in places where House members, for example, you know, in various districts where they're marginal districts or swing districts, the battleground districts, we are in very solid shape, and so is Donald Trump.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in Fargo next for Congressman Kramer. Talk Radio Town Hall on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi. Hey, back to the Clinton emails. Congressman Kramer, if you could, you know, check into this, either comment on it today or check into it and report back more next week. But I think there's a lot more to these emails in regards to this, the Clinton Foundation and this group called Tenio, this global consulting group that lined up Bill Clinton's speeches. But here's what I've heard. I heard that late last Wednesday, a day and a half after the tarmac meeting in Phoenix, that the Attorney General's office filed a motion in federal court seeking a 27-month delay in producing correspondence from four top Secretary Clinton aides, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and two others, in regards to communication between the Secretary of State's office, Hillary Clinton's office, and the Clinton Foundation and Tenio. And if the court delays it, it would be October of 2018 before anyone would be able to see these emails. There's an estimated anywhere from 6,000 up to over 30,000 communications between these four top aides of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and Tenio. Are you aware of that? Have you heard about that?
Well,
I think that's probably the biggest story of all of it.
Yeah, I've heard some talk of it today, actually, or maybe even yesterday, some talk of it, but I haven't, admittedly, I have not checked into it directly. It will be interesting when Director Comey comes before the Oversight Committee tomorrow. One of the things you'll see, you guys, is, and I will check into it, by the way, and get back to you, Brian, if I get some more information. But tomorrow, I suspect you'll see a lot of fireworks tomorrow. That committee has a tendency to get pretty ramped up. But what you're going to see is a very hard party divide, because that committee, Democrats will defend anything. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton, if being reckless and negligent and foolish and arrogant and, you know, secretive was a crime, she'd have been in prison a long time ago. You just see the gap widening in terms of her trust numbers. I've been watching a lot of media this morning watching a lot of media I don't normally watch. And while different outlets carry it a little bit differently, there's nobody today that I've seen reporting that Hillary Clinton came out of this thing looking good.
Well, that's a good point. Who's saying that? I mean, other than obviously, say, a few partisan Democrats in Congress, but you know, good points. Brian, thanks for the call. Don in Minot, Jim in Fergus Falls waiting to weigh in. Others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We do have a couple of follow-ups from last week as well. We'll get those on. Questions that came for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how being trained in first aid and CPR could mean the difference between life and death.
It's not something to be afraid of. And I think that's what too many people are concerned about, is that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that. And, something happens to somebody, I'm just going to let a paramedic or somebody else take care of that, and this person will be fine. And, you know, what you have to understand is any day, anything can happen. And the thing I think is so interesting is that there's a time lag between even the fastest paramedics, and we've got some phenomenal fast paramedics here in Bismarck, but no matter how quick it is, it's not as fast as immediate. And if you're on the scene immediately, you can do something if you know first aid and CPR. And I think that's the thing to understand is, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you are right there on the scene. And understanding what the emergency is and how to respond, you can save somebody's life.
To learn more about becoming trained in first aid and CPR, go to ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bring interesting issues to the Talk Radio Town Hall, and really anything's fair game. I mean, you might hear us talking today about the decision on Hillary Clinton yesterday by the FBI and the testimony tomorrow, but say, hey, I'm more interested in fixing the post office. Well, it doesn't matter. You can call about anything here. We had, Clarence in Riverdale, you may remember, called last week and complained about that bump on the causeway on 83 that was slowing traffic down there. And by the way, I was up there. On Thursday, I took a photo. Did you get my photo, Kevin?
I did. I did get it, actually. We did get a follow-up from the Corps on that and DOT, as I recall, and they've actually – it never ceases to amaze me how long it can take to fix something fairly basic, but they do have it online to hopefully be fixed by October 1.
What?
So,
it's going to take that long.
I know.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, there's the bidding – you know, there's the whole RFP process and bidding process, and but it sounded like they were going through that process to get it. Get it fixed. I think if I recall right, the after our inquiry, maybe it was even September 1. Might have been September 1.
Anyway. You're getting better already. They trimmed the month. It's between Coal Harbor and Cotton Trail there on the causeway.
Yep.
But
yep.
Anyway, and we had a call also. I'm going to go back to the phone calls here. But before we get done today, we'll give you an update on what we learned from WSI. From the father that had a concern about the opiate. And then I don't know if you've heard back from the post office yet, but, you know, we had that caller who had a problem with a shipment from Dickinson to Spicer, Minnesota. I think it always took 14 days,
right.
And it had been through four stops in Bismarck and four in Minneapolis and one in Indianapolis. And, you know, they were cookies and they were crumbs by the time they got there, so you can't make this up. But anyway, we'll get an update on that and a few other things before we're done. But defer to the callers in the meantime, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flipper hotline. Jim in Fergus Falls. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Hi, Congressman.
Hi.
Hey, I want that Bill Clinton investigated. Now, that really stinks, sitting on the tarmac in Arizona. Could he have promised her a Supreme Court justice if she gets Hillary off?
Well, I don't know whether he could have or he couldn't have. He is the biggest snake in all of this, quite honestly. What he did, let's just say it was what they're saying is true, and that it was just happenstance that he happened to be golfing in Arizona. He just happened to be at the airport when her plane landed, and he just, you know, happened to, you know, stumble in there and have a conversation with her. He, of all people, should know better. Now, remember, this is a guy that's been disbarred He's been disbarred for previous behavior, not that dissimilar to this, and for lying to a grand jury. Well, he puts everybody in a very bad spot when he did that, and including a lot of Democrats and liberals who are finding it impossible to defend him. Now, could he have promised something like that? Perhaps, but we already know enough. As Scott was saying earlier, Dick Morris in the previous segment talked about an article that mentioned that somebody from the Clinton campaign had suggested that, you know, Hillary consider keeping Loretta Lynch on as Attorney General. Well, I don't know whether they did that or didn't, but I can tell you this, that as a member of Congress or even a candidate for Congress, I'm not allowed to offer anybody a job on my federal staff should I get elected, because that is obviously a bribe. That's what that is. Yeah, that is a bribe. So if there's truth to that, that would be yet one more law that was violated.
But this is a wink-wink deal. I mean, a half hour on the tarmac in Phoenix, give me a break. I mean, that's why isn't he put under oath? Why'd they put Lynch under there? You know she's got something to lose, but Bill Clinton, he should put him under oath and get him for lying again.
Yeah, well, not a bad idea. Well, we'll see where the Oversight Committee and the other investigatory committees go with it. But you know what happens? That we'll be the bad guys. We being Republicans will be the bad guys for trying to seek the truth, just like what happened with the Benghazi committee. My goodness, an 800-page report that took 2 years. And the reason it took 2 years was because the administration, the Department of Defense, who, by the way, the Department of Defense, as much as we love and honor our military men and women, when you consider that they were under attack for 7 hours and not a single U.S. military vehicle's wheel turned toward Benghazi. You know, you have to wonder what were some of our military leaders thinking when they wouldn't let our men and women who were prepared and capable even go in to help save the lives of four.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And for life of me, I can't figure out why somebody in the middle of that doesn't blow a whistle beyond belief. I mean, and a few have on Benghazi, actually. And get drowned out. But I just don't know how there isn't a more of a mass exodus. I mean, does somebody need a job that bad? They cash in everything they have in the way of integrity?
There's quite a code in the military, too, so you never know. You never know what'll happen.
I'm not talking military. I'm talking the Pentagon, the civilian corps. You know, you're right. The rank and file, they can't, right? So they're in a tough pickle. But, gosh, aren't there people in the FBI? Aren't there people that in the Justice Department that want to take this on and say enough already? Because let me just ask you this. I'll use the Hillary email back to the server and all the decisions in her own server in her own way and the classified emails and Bill on the tarmac and up to Comey's decision. Is there any possible way this is just a bunch of bungled, innocent, unintentional wrongdoing? Is there any possible way that could be true?
No.
I go back to Shar. I think she outlined the case to the point where you couldn't screw up that badly, hardly.
No kidding.
Accidentally be that clever.
Jim, thanks for the call. I hope the fish are biting in Fergus Falls. Don in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, two questions. Well, first statement here is that bump is nasty when you're driving a truck. They've been working on that for roughly 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a nightmare. But anyway, two questions. One, the first one is, Mr. Kramer, are you thinking about possibly running for a Senate seat?
I'm trying to get reelected to the House this year and help some of my friends get elected as well. I really honestly haven't thought about a Senate seat 2 years later.
Okay. Well, the next thing is I've got a sister that's a big-time Democrat, environmentalist, and she does not like Hillary, but she says we'll get 4 to 8 years, if she gets elected, we'll get 4 to 8 years of Bill being right next to her. And she's all for it. And I'm going, I don't know if Bill would have a whole lot to say about anything.
Not to mention, I'm not sure she wants him next to her.
I'm not sure either. But
yeah, it's true.
Well, all I know is we'll have him someplace we'd rather not.
Yeah, I know. I agree. So, anyway, that's just a quick couple of questions, guys. So have a good day.
Let me just ask you this, politically speaking. I want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. Mm-hmm. We have a choice. American people are going to choose between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. All right. I want him to be president for any number of reasons, but most importantly, just because it's a fresh start from all the Right. The stuff we're fighting here, right now. I feel as though it's too easy to kind of go down a rabbit trail or a rabbit hole of just sort of Hillary's crooked, Hillary's awful, I hate Hillary, and not be that Ronald Reagan shining city on a hill. I woke up, God is my witness, at 5:20 this morning, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of, I don't want to listen to this for the next, you know, number of months till November. And I'm not mamby-pamby. But I'm like, to me, when I say Hillary's Hillary's crooked, Hillary's terrible, she's awful, you know, I agree. But I'm there. Now give me, I'm more honestly worried, and Dick Morris talked a little bit about this. He talked about Donald Trump ought to go after the Bernie Sanders folks, right? They feel disenfranchised now big time. You know, I worry a little bit about that theory because Dick Morris is a little more of a triangulation kind of guy than I am, right? Yeah, no real core principles there. He's just going to go where he can get votes.
Right.
But where I do think it's right is to say, go for new constituencies. Go for somebody. What I'm saying is, despite the fact I believe we have more ammo as a result of what happened, this political ammo against Hillary Clinton, that I wonder if we aren't wearing out people on this fight rather than inspiring them. What's your thoughts on that?
I share some of that concern. I am a very strong proponent and believer, and I believe it was Woodrow Wilson who first said, never murder a man committing suicide. And you can look back in our history, and as a party, we have this tendency. Well, the indictment on Hillary Clinton, it was so severe yesterday by the director of the FBI that we almost don't need to say another thing. You just play that clip over and over and over and over again, and I think you pretty well have it. So I agree with you that the tendency to overreact almost makes a victim out of the perpetrator sometimes, and we've been guilty of that. And Mr. Trump has a little bit of that tendency, as we know already. So that said, I do share a little bit of that concern as well. What he ought to be doing is talking about how it's going to be different under him. And Scott, he has to be president of the United States, because if he's not, think of the Supreme Court alone should be reason enough for people to elect Donald Trump.
No kidding. Dennis in Montana, you're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Dennis.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer. You're a great representative, and I was just calling today to say that I think that everything that the FBI director said yesterday is enough. I think that she's already going to be prosecuted in public opinion, and I think that he pointed out very clearly that no prudent prosecutor would possibly go after the bigot Ken Starr. That's absolutely the truth. But, I mean, he has laid this thing out, pointed all of her indiscretions, and now he left it with, no other person is going to be able to get away with this. He's right. He told everything that there was to say, and it was horrible.
It was pretty skillfully done. There's no question, Dennis, and I appreciate your observation of that. It still leaves a little bit of a hollow thought that somehow there's a different standard for certain people. You are right. She is in front of the biggest jury and the most consequential jury that you can put forward, and that is, of course, the American people.
Don't think that question is going to be asked to the FBI director tomorrow.
Yes.
And you wonder, with that litany, okay, why? Why, how could you go there? Now that's the judgment question. Texter says to ask you when Congress is going to go for the resignation of the FBI director.
Yeah, that's another very good question. One of the things that occurred to me as of yesterday, and by the way, I'm not there yet in terms of his resignation, but it seems to me that it will be nearly impossible for him to fulfill his term. Because remember, he has a 10-year term. I think he's got like 7.5 to 8 years left in it. And he's either going to work for Hillary Clinton, I don't see how he could possibly do that after what he said about her. I don't know how you could, with a clear conscience, work for her after what he said about her yesterday in the investigation. Or he's going to work for Donald Trump, who I suspect, and I'm not speaking for him, I'm just thinking about him, I don't know how he won't ask for his resignation on day one. And granted, he doesn't have to issue it or offer it, but I don't know how you could work for a president that wants
it. But Congress may do the same, you're saying, at some point.
Congress could do the same. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Hang on, Dennis. Dennis, we're gone. Thanks for the call, rather. Carol, you're next. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind.
back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglomo of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to nbsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the shores of Devil's Lake, Woodland Resort welcomes you to experience North Dakota hospitality. No matter the size of your group, we've got lodging to accommodate you and your budget. Overlooking Creole Bay, Woodland Resort is the only full-service resort on the lake, offering boat and pontoon rentals, a full bait shop, RV campground, full bar restaurant, and so much more. It's easy to see why your next adventure should be at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Book now at woodlandresort.com. Woodland Resort, host of this year's AIM Walleye Fishing Tournament.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back of the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Get the best deal of any pillow, of any MyPillow offer anywhere. Our friend Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow, who's going to join us again. We love having him on every now and then just to talk about what is happening. A guy who, Iowa guy that moved to Minnesota and literally went fair to fair in North Dakota trying to sell stuff. Comes up with this idea for a pillow, invents My Pillow, and the thing is the fastest-growing selling pillow, fastest-growing business in the industry worldwide, and it's all U.S. made. And they give us an opportunity to have a 4-for-1 deal where you pay for one, but you get four. Two classics, two travel pillows, $160 savings if you use the promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Should I bring something to Antler? I should do that. It'd be another reason for you to come to Antler on July 12th.
Hey, by the way, can I talk?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay, so nobody solicited this. Nobody's asked me. I got no preferential treatment. I own six of them. My pillows.
Are you up to six? Oh, they're great.
Are they wonderful? Can make a difference. Anyway, that's an unsolicited, unpaid for advertisement. But I've got two of the little travel ones, and then I've got got a whole bunch of them. I've got them in everywhere because, as you know, I sleep in multiple places given this job I have. But anyway, I love them.
No kidding. Last week we had a call from a father who was concerned about his son that had been injured on the job and had been for 4 or 5 years, as I recall, on pain meds. And he just was taking issue with that. He put it on WSI to say, hey, why are they continuing to do that? We did go to Brian Clipfel at WSI. We haven't yet got a release from the father or the son so that the father can work with us and maybe we can do some more on this. But I know, Kevin, you were interested in it, and WSI did give us a response on it to say, hey, this is how it works. Medications that are provided to injured workers by, WSI, very small part of the opiate epidemic. That's, don't connect
right.
those dots, right?
Right?
That's a small deal. This is more of a medical ethics and practice issue than it is workers' comp. So really, WSI is the wrong folks to put it on. Yes, they're paying for those drugs, but it's because the doctor says, have the drugs, right? And so that's one thing we learned from WSI, but they're proactive about this, and they've actually recommended some legislation and done some things on this issue. But that one we're going to have to save for another day. Carol in Southwest North Dakota had called in last week about the package of cookies that got bounced all over the place, and Carol has an update on the story for you, Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Carol. You're on.
Good morning, and thank you for being on the radio every week, Congressman Kramer. Yes, I heard from Emily in your office.
Yes.
And she sent me the forms. They came yesterday. I have them ready to go back in the mail this morning when our carrier comes out here. But yes, my brother is enjoying his cookie topping for his ice cream. But I just wanted to thank you for getting on this. I know it is pretty silly, but it's not the first run-in I've had with the post office.
Well, it's a crazy thing, but I'm interested. First of all, I appreciate the compliment, and we'll get to the bottom of it and get you whatever resolution is appropriate for your specific circumstance. However, I want to know the bigger issue, whether there's a systemic problem that caused this, or how in the world does something like this even happen? That's what I'm interested in finding out. So we'll report back as well.
I actually have a different question.
Yeah.
And that is, what kind of cookies do you make? Yeah, I do. Thank you, Kim.
Well, these were chocolate chip because those are his favorite.
I called me in that group.
Never met and a chocolate chip cookie I didn't like, I'll tell you that.
And I, too, love My Pillow.
Oh, my gosh, another customer. By gosh. I love it.
Thank you so much, Congressman Kramer, for getting on this silly thing.
Well, thanks for letting me do it, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Okay.
It's not silly. I encourage folks to take advantage of this. This is why Congressman Kramer does a talk radio town hall. And, these are opportunities. He does the Coffee with Kramer events. I know you have a number of those coming up.
We're working on a whole bunch of them for August, Scott. So when we get the nailed down, in fact, I think maybe even by now, but Chris and the gang are working on getting them nailed down here in the next day. So.
Tioga, North Dakota at NASA
yes.
Consulting Services
yep.
on the calendar, and it yep. aligned well with my schedule, so we're going to actually do one of those combined talk radio town halls and Coffee with Kramer's together.
By the way, I listened the other day in the car when you had Senator Hovind on. I thought, and when you were in Watford City, I thought that was fantastic. It's fun to be on the other end listening. I learned a lot, actually, listening to Senator Hovind. It was really cool.
Yeah, that actually was not the scheduled show that was supposed to play back on the 4th, but we ended up having a computer glitch that played that and a couple other things. But that was our talk radio town hall with Senator Hovind up in Watford City.
Yeah, I had not heard it before, so it was really fun to listen to.
You've been there, too, up at the Senate.
I have. Yeah,
oh,
same place.
Right. All right, Todd, time for one last call off air. Go ahead and roll the next one there.
I'm curious, sir. I had contacted you once before, and you were a co-sponsor of the bill. for disabled veterans getting commissary and exchange privileges, even though they didn't do 20 years because of their disability. I'm a 60% rating. I could certainly use the ability to go to the commissary. Do you have any idea where this bill is at right now? Forgive me for not remembering the number, but I'm not at my house right now. Thank you, sir.
All right. Happy to report that we got language in the National Defense Authorization Act. We did have a bill as well, but we were able to get an amendment in that, in the Defense Authorization Act, which we did pass out of the House. And I believe this Senate's going to pass theirs, or maybe it's in conference committee. I don't remember exactly now. But
so bottom line, call your senator. Hovind and Heitkamp, and let them know on that. But the Congress, the House has done their job, thanks to Congressman Kramer on that. Out of time, folks.
Thanks,
got to go.
Caller.
You bet. Thank you.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best?
Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's why. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate, so if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval, and again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.